This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Department of Ecology's denial of a water quality permit for Millennium Bulk Terminal's proposed port expansion near Longview has led to frustration and the company's appeal over what it calls the DOE's continued hostility. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says ecology needs to stay on topic.
It's not the water quality certification of old, if you will, which was hard enough, mind you, and a good comprehensive piece, one of many, many pieces that make a project in total, all of the permits and requirements. But that one, you can't bootstrap onto the water quality certification the impacts of air quality, travel down the rail lines, safety on rail lines. You know, that's not part of a water quality certification approval or denial. Shouldn't be.
Stuhlmiller says in the end, this is not just about coal. It's about any commodity that ships through our state.
The more ability to move product to Asia, you have several good things. One, it reduces the cost of shipping because you have more movement. So the shipping company doesn't have to make it all off the backs of one farmer, shipping or whatever, right? You know, so there's good movement in commerce. And the more port facilities you have, the more ways to get there. It means that not all product has to go through one or two choke points.
Recent hearings for Millennium drew hundreds of supporters from business organizations, construction trade groups, pro-trade, and export groups.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.